He gave me something. Boy, I sure wish I could get the other two parts together. I told Pastor, Lord, really give me something, but I want to put it together. And it's just so hard for me to put it together. But one day I'm going to get it together. I'm going to put it together because I'm determined. I don't know about nobody else. I'm determined to do what God tells me to do. I really am. And God is so good. Also, I have an announcement. Our brethren over in Sparta, Illinois, they're having a 10th. It says our pastor and wife's 10th anniversary. I don't think this is a wedding anniversary. It don't say it. It says that if we want to go, please RSVP by March the 7th. And I think it was some money involved, wasn't it, Pat? Huh? $12.50 a person. I think that's for the dinner they haven't catered. Dinner. I don't know if there's going to be any. This dinner program is at 5 o'clock. That's over in Sparta, Illinois. Brother Richardson. It's going to be at 515 West Belmont in Sparta. Not at the church. 510 West Belmont, Sparta, Illinois. You know, I'm just putting it out there so you all can. If you want to go, you can go. I'm not going to be able to. I told Pastor I'm not going to be able to go because I know it's going to be some other things coming up that I'm going to have to take off for. So I would love to go, but I just can't take off for every event that come up, every function. I'm using some wisdom now. Used to be transparent. Used to use them sick days for those. And that ain't right. Like, Lord, I know I ain't sick. I can't be. I didn't call in and say, I'm sick. I got a little bit, I ain't going to say wiser. I got a little bit more deceiving. I would say, this is Al. I'm not going to be able to make it in today. That's what I would say. But it's the same difference. I'm using sick time. So I said, Lord, I had to cut that out. You know, I want to be with the brethren. You know, want to do things, but I got to do things right. So God knows, and I'm pretty sure that they will understand. And I know that they like to include us in everything that they do. That's why they send the invitations to us. So if you all can make it, you know, the information will be back there in the office. You can get it from Pastor. You know, we can reach Brother David for you concerning this function. So with that, I'm going to be preaching, trying to encourage you all once again. I'm going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 6. I'm going to be starting at verse 39. And let us remember, too, our brethren that be, I'll say, missing in action. I got a card last week for Brother Lonnie, and you know, he's been on my heart for a while. So I'm going to reach out to him from the church and let him know that we're still praying for him. We're still loving on him because I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what's going on with Brother Lonnie. Lonnie Scott. Yeah, Brother Lonnie Scott. So, not me. We're going to reach out because I'm sending a card from Revival Center Fellowship to him. And also let us remember the Flippos in their absence. That, you know, God will bless them. Watch them. I think they're sick again. Her sister. You said, oh, Sister Marion is sick. But I thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank God for keeping us healthy and, you know, well, where we can pray for one another's and, you know, lean up on God for these people and call upon God for these people. You know, we get sick to ourselves, but, you know, some people are just stronger than the others. You know, some people just press on anyhow, you know. Mother was telling me this morning that, last Sunday, I think whatever it was, I was, say, I know you wasn't feeling good, Brother, but I'm saying myself, I don't want to get nobody sick. But it's time for us to get some faith because you're going to be around a whole lot of sick folk. You're going to have to raise the dead. You're going to have to heal the sick. So ain't no need to tell about you don't want to catch nothing, you know. So I said, I ain't trying to give you nothing. I said, but I'm just coming where my inheritance is among the saints. And that day, God bless, heal me. Jackie touched and agreed with me. And I know people was praying because they can hear this voice of mine. But I was really reaching out. And when I was reaching out, I really felt a touch from God. God really came and did something for me. And he tried to come and, the devil tried to come and take it. But I'm so glad that I've been schooled, that I know when God do something for you, the enemy going to come and try to take it from you. And I was taught that you got to fight for that. If God done something for you, don't lay down and let the devil take it back. Fight for it. You know, so what, the symptom came back, so what, the pain came back. You know, pain came back in my knee. Because I was ministering the last time I was up, and I was talking about the brothers with the torn meniscus. And all of a sudden, I get to work, I noticed myself was limping. And I said, Lord, the devil is a lie. I said, Lord, I know you healed this member. I know you healed my knee. And, you know, I still believe that God touched and delivered me. I don't believe when I get up in age, I'm going to have no surgery on. I just believe that. You know, I'm sorry if I'm sounding boastful, but I ain't boasting on me. I'm boasting on Jesus, because he said he promised to do stuff for us. He promised to heal us. You know, ain't no need of me up here preaching and out there telling folk what Jesus will do for you. Here I am saying, I'm finna go and do this, and you shouldn't be doing that. I don't want to be a castaway. You know, I want to try it first. I want the Lord to try me first. You know, he said, you know, David said, Lord, teach me your ways. You know, and I'll teach transgressions. I tell the people. I don't have a problem telling them what the Lord done for me. Somebody was saying something to me. I'm going to get to the scripture. Somebody was saying something to me yesterday, coming home from work. We was leaving out the door, and he said something derogatory. And I just said, I'm glad you ain't Jesus. And everybody just bust out, started laughing. I said, I'm glad you ain't the Lord, you know, because wouldn't nobody make it. I don't even think you will make it, you know. And God is just good God, you know. When you try to live God's word, you're going to be tested, rightfully so. But God is trying to raise up an army. He's trying to raise up people that's going to do right down here on this earth first. And then we can get up there, we can live happily ever after. You know, we got to live together right here, right now. All nations, all creeds, all colors. We got to get it together. We have to. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord, once again for allowing me to stand before your people, God. I thank you for this word. Lord God, I thank you, God, once again for our pastor, Lord. I thank him. Praise you for it, God. I thank you for sending her, God, in my life, Lord. Oh, God, I just appreciate you so much for what you're doing for me, God. I thank and praise you for our brothers and sisters, Lord, that are absent, Lord. We pray, God, that you would look on them this morning, God. Touch their bodies, oh, God. Heal their sicknesses, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we send a word once again, Lord, oh, God, to those sick vessels, God. And we pray, God, that you will raise them up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be reading Luke 6, chapter 39. I'm going to try to hold your attention for a while. Chapter 6, verse 39. And I'm going to be reading. I'm going to have to go over to also to Isaiah 28. Derek, if you want to put it up there on the board when I start reading. And he said, and it came to pass, and he spake a parable unto them. Now, Jesus is talking to his disciples after he got through healing on the Sabbath, doing good on the Sabbath. Verse 20 says, he lifted up his eyes on his disciple and said, and then he went through the Beatitudes and some other things. And this parable he spake, and he said, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Either how can thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull this mote that is in thy eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam in his own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Here it is. God, Jesus trying to tell these folk, look, before you start judging somebody, check yourself out. Don't start seeing everything wrong with everybody else, and you're not looking in the mirror, not on your knees, asking God to search your heart. May not be no mote in your eye, maybe something in your heart. You may have some envy, some jealousy. It's something inside of you. When you start finding stuff, you know, you got some professional, what I call them, professional breakers. They can tear some people down. They just by nature, they can talk to you so bad. You know, they can make you feel low. Some of them can make you drop out of this race. You know, so Jesus saying, look, before you start checking out everybody else, check yourself. Get to the altar. You know, and he said, he called them hypocrites. Paul said they be castaways. You know, you out here preaching and teaching stuff, and you go home or wherever you go to work, in the grocery store, in the car, where ain't nobody in there with you. You're calling folk names because they didn't cut you off and all of this stuff. He said, thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thy own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Then you can help somebody. Once you get you straight, then you can go out there and start straightening some people out, because see, you're going to do it in a whole different way. You ain't going to be out there accusing, telling folk, making them feel bad. You're going to learn how to do this thing in love. You're going to be looking for a way where you're going to be saying, Lord, you know, I see this, but I always say, give me leeway. Give me a door, you know. Allow me to speak to my brother. And God will. He sees your heart. He said, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither do the corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns, men do not gather figs, nor bramble bush gather grapes. The good, that which is good. Which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth gonna speak. And a lot of people say, well, I ain't meant to say that. I'm guilty, I'm one of them. I ain't meant to say that. Because what's in your heart, it's gonna come out. You know that Gatorade commercial, Mike? What's in you? You know, people drink, he ain't talking about Gatorade. He ain't talking about the Powerade. Jesus always talking about this heart of ours. He said, you know, what's in you, it's eventually going to come out. Because either Satan going to get on your nerves, or I got a test for you up the street that you don't know nothing about. And what's in you going to come out of you. He said, from how can a good tree, he said it's impossible for somebody good to bear some bad fruit. And it's also impossible for somebody bad to bear some good fruit. There again, you're a hypocrite. You around here, you disguising yourself. You know, you're running for an Oscar, because some people, they really can put on the Ritz. They can put on a front. They sure can act holy. They can act clean when they around us. But I'm telling you, older people, you say, boy, if I was a fly on the wall, you really would see what people is like. You really would see what they're like. So he said, can't no bad tree bring forth no good fruit. Because what's in you, it going to come out of you. If you're bad, you're bad. But we ain't going to talk about you. We're going to try to get you to the altar. We're going to try to pray with you. And some people still, they don't want that because they don't feel that they bad. You know? They like this favorite word. God knows I'm human. Yeah, see, now he made the human race. How could he not know that you human? You know, don't deceive yourself. Just go ahead and accept it. Man up, woman up. Hey, I was wrong. You know, I got to get this right. Because it ain't none of y'all I'm concerned about. When this thing is over with, I ain't got to stand before you. You can't tell me to enter in. You can't tell me to depart. It's only one person. I got to stand before Christ. So it's time to get the mote out of your eye. And then we can help our brother with the mote in his eye. And he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? For whosoever cometh to me and hear my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He said, why call me Lord, Lord? Lord, oh Lord, oh Jesus. And God talked to you. We say that something said, but yet we don't do it. The preacher talked to you. The prophets prophesied to you. Lord, but you ain't doing what he say do. He said, why call me Lord? You ain't going to do what I ask you to do. What's the point? You got to do what I, he say, look, he say, whosoever come to me, not only hear it, you got to hear it first, but then you got to put some things in action. You got to put some limbs in motion. You got to do them. He said, whosoever come to me and hear me and do them, do my sayings. He got a lot of sayings, a lot of them. It ain't a few. He said, if you do them, he said, I'm going to show you who this man is like. He is like a man which build an house and dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock. See, this is where I want to try to stay in that vein where we building up on a foundation. Paul said, look, he called himself a wise master builder because people, when they went to the Corinth church, folk were talking about, I'm Apollos, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul. And Paul looking at them and said, y'all carnal. You know, why are you trying to be like me? Why are you trying to be like Apollos? He said, me and Apollos are one and the same. He said, we're just God's husbandry. You know, we're his ministers. It ain't me you're trying to be like. It's supposed to be Christ. That's why he calls himself the wise man. He said, I have laid the foundation, and there is no other foundation to be laid. Saints of God, I'm trying to tell you, when you're out there, people are going to try you. Well, but see, my thing is, well, see, I heard this one brother was telling me he was talking so bad about this other brother that I know, and I didn't even know him. Matter of fact, he was talking to one of my in-laws, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, he was let him have it. And he said, what you think about him? I said, well, the Bible said, well, I ain't say the Bible. I said, well, brother, I'm not going to speak evil of no man. I know that's what the Bible said. I ain't want to whip all that on him. I just hesitated and say, well, I ain't going to speak evil of no man. He laughed and he ran away. But then I walked away. I said, he sure know him. He knew him. He was calling him right. But it's not my duty to put this brother down. It ain't my duty to put him down. Because one day I'm going to see this man again. And I might see both of them again because they got the same trade. So then I still have the opportunity to build this brother up because he is lost. He's a backslider. So I thank God for that wisdom. So he said, look, it's a foundation that we got to lay first. And it's all Jesus Christ. Whatever Jesus and told us to do, this is what we got to do. We got to do it. He said, look, and when the floods arose and the stream beat vehemently up on the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He didn't say if the floods. He didn't say if you're going to have a problem. He didn't say if you're going to go through. He said when it comes. We're going to have some tests and we're going to have some trials. We're going to go through some things, but you know what? We're going to find out where we're standing too when those tests and those trials come. He said when they come, if you done found yourself, if you done built up on this foundation of Christ, knowing that he said, not pastor, not brother Al, not the prophet, he said, I'll be with you. He said, I'm going to take care of you. He said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord going to lift up a standard for you. That's what he said. And that's what we got to believe. We got to believe that God is going to take care of. I don't care what the situation look like, how it feel. And all the times he ain't going to bring you out the storm. Sometimes you got to say, he say, stand. You got to stand and take all of that stuff. And when I think about the word foundation, I can't do nothing but think about Jesus. A foundation is low. Who was lower than him? Who was lower than Jesus? He came from heaven. He left everything. He came here and, left everything. Came down here with nothing for our sake. He was thinking about us. And when I think about the foundation again, I think about how strong a foundation could be. You ride around in some of these deteriorated neighborhoods and you see the building is leaning. All the mortar falling out. The bricks are falling out. The 2x4s are gone. But you look at that foundation, it's still standing. This is what God is trying to tell us to do. Look, we got some people out there that's broke down, don't know what to do, don't know where to go, and don't have a good foundation. They built their foundation up on sand. Because when stuff come up, they don't know what to do. They shaky. They don't know what to do. So he said, look, you got to lay that foundation. And when the floods come, he said he's going to lift up a flood. And sometimes when you're going through, he ain't going to take you out of that storm. When the storm come, he said, look, we can say peace, be still. And sometimes the peace ain't going to be still. He's trying to see if you're going to be still. You going to bail ship, run out? Brother Paul said, look, when he was going to this island, he was on this boat and they was taking him somewhere. Everybody wanted to bail ship. He told everybody, he said, look, except these abide in the boat, no man will be saved. If one of y'all get out, no man going to be saved. So we can't get out of the boat. We got to stay there and ride the storm. We got to deal with it. Jesus did it. You know, Jesus is so strong to where he took so much. He came from heaven. People, they slapped him. They spit on him. They beat him. And yet, he still knew that he had a destiny to go to. Not just because he wanted to go. He know he needed to go for our sake. Now, if that ain't burning up something, if that ain't strong, I don't know what you call it. When he told the Father, I'm finished. It is finished, Father. It's finished. It's all over. Now, all they got to do is trust me. Isaiah said in verse 28, and this here was a prophet speaking by the mouth of God. He said, therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. And this was prophesied. Jesus came, he's that stone. He said, I lay in Zion. He set in Zion. He put in place. He made provision for us in Zion. So when we have these issues, when we have troubles, we got somebody there already waiting for us to come to him in prayer, to come to him and believe that we're going to get out of this thing. He said, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. Wasn't he tried on every hand? Jesus was tried on every hand. But when we get tried, we ready to bail out. Jesus was tried. He went through. He said, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Are you sure about your foundation this morning? Are you sure when you leave here today that when things go wrong, something that you need, something that you're going to go through, or you're going to stand on the foundation, or you're going to seek another answer? That's what people are doing. They're seeking all these other answers, and they get twisted. And they come back to you for support and for help. And when your conversation is contrary, it's still on the foundation, they get mad at you because you won't agree with them. And, you hate to say, well, Scripture don't say that. Well, it ain't always got to be about the Scripture. Well, why not? It's supposed to be the Scriptures. It's supposed to be what he said. If we don't do what he said, we're in trouble. You can do what you want to do, but don't try to take my faith. I'm staying on the Lord's side. I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. It's plain for you right here. But most people just don't want to read it. They don't want it. He said there is a sure foundation. You know, when Peter saw Jesus on that water walking, and he said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. That was a sure foundation. That water became solid. I believe he walked on that water. People can say what they want to say, that there was some stones there. I mean, if it was some stones there in the storm, how could he see those stones? You know? How could Peter do that? See, that's a sure foundation. Whatever God tell you to do, step on out there and do it. Don't wait. That's a sure word. It's gonna a sure word, a sure blessing gonna come after a sure word. If you don't do it, then you're gonna find yourself going through this over and over. Is this the Lord talking to me? Lord, do I know your voice? He said, this is a sure foundation. He said, he that believeth should not make haste. He that believeth should not worry about nothing. He won't be quick to worry about it. He won't be quick to panic about a situation. He won't be soon shaken about nothing. He won't be soon moved about what stuff is going on around here. I mean, we ain't seen nothing yet. This just a little taste. When stuff really start happening, the earth really starts shaking, God really start moving some things, putting things in play like the Antichrist, and people trying to figure out how they going to live when the Antichrist come. They building bomb shelters. They storing up food and all this stuff. Folk going to come and take your stuff. I don't care how many guns you got. They going to come and take your stuff. When they want something bad enough, they going to come and take everything you got. Unless you standing on this foundation, hid in the secret place, you won't abide. You're going to do just what they did. You're going to get pressed out of measure. You're going to go down there and get your mark and say, my baby got to eat. You better be like that widow. I'm going to make the last cake. And we're going to eat and die, Lord. We got to eat and die, then that's just what we got to do. But you better be found standing on a firm foundation, a solid rock. David said, look, he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. The Lord is my portion, in other words. He said, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Who you going to trust? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I get up saying that just about almost every, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures when I don't want to. He know what's good for me. He know what's good for you. He make you to lie down in green pastures. He lead you beside still, quiet waters. When you want to sit in all of this ruckus. Some people say that, well, I'm finna go. People just mad about the club now. You can't talk to nobody about no club. God ain't say we can't have no fun. I'm thinking to myself, before I get in the snare, I said, well, you show me where he said that before I show you what I want to show you. Show me where he said you can't have no fun, that you can go to a club. Where is that written? Now, if it's written, then I'm going to shut up, and I might join you at the club. You know, what we supposed to do? You got to get in your Bible. You got to go to Bible study. You got to sit under the word. You got to find out what you're supposed to do. Because when we tell you, you don't believe because we ain't doing what you're doing. We come out of those places. Now you're upset. Well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you go no more? Brother preacher said that to me. Well, I'm going to be there. I said, I ain't. You know, God came and got me out of a nightclub. What am I going to go back to nightclub for? Why can't we go to a restaurant and sit down and associate? Why we got to go to a club? You know, what you going to get from a club? Somebody was telling me about one of these loved ones in the Lord, supposedly, said that, you know, this whole conversation went up. Well, I'm going to go. Why won't you go? You used to go. We used to go. This person went and got so sloppy drunk. Didn't know how they got home. Now, come on. What good is that? What is that going to do for the kingdom? What can you tell the person that was sitting at the club or the person that took you home that you don't even know? What can you tell them about Jesus? You can't tell them nothing. The Bible said no wine bibbler, no drunkard's going to enter in. So if you keep drinking, you keep being a drunk, you're going to find yourself left behind. And I don't know about all this, the second chance. I don't know about that. I'm with you on that. I don't know about the second coming and all that. I know one thing, he came already. The scripture said he came. But I think the next time going to be his second coming. And I think it's going to be his last coming. So look, get it right, church. Get on the morning train. Get your morning ticket right now. And they ain't for sale. They free. You ain't got to pay a dime. It's all free. Jesus done paid the price for you. Just get on that morning train. That evening train, they say it might be. I think it's going to be. I'm going to step. It's going to be too late for you. It's going to be all over. And eternity is too long to be away from God. And there is no repenting. I had a chance to witness to two, I guess they were teenagers. One boy, I don't know how old this boy was, but man, I could have said some things to him. But his little sister was really, she was really tentative to the word of God. They were so mannerable. Before I left out of there, I said, what church y'all go to? And they called the church. I said, I knew y'all had to be in church. It was something about those kids. And I began to speak to them. So the Spirit said, ask them, have they been born again? Have you been born again? Mm-hmm. I said, you know what salvation is? Nope. So I had a chance to witness to those children. A good time. And I believe the Lord allowed me to plant a seed. And I pray, I said, Lord, let somebody come behind me and water that seed. Because I know you're going to give the increase. But the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. That's what the foundation to do for you. When you call up on him and you're living right, you're standing on the foundation. He ain't going to leave you out there. He going to answer you. Like I say, the storm may not cease because you, but he'll look at and say, we ain't had enough. Peace be still. Then your storm is over with. Then after the foundation, you got the frame. I'm going to write there, the foundation is the part that holds the building upright. Is that right? Then you got the frame. So you laid the foundation, so now you got to frame up this building. We're talking about a spiritual building. Now you got to frame it up. What you going to frame it up with? It's the same thing. It's all Jesus. You're going to frame it up with the word of God. Once you lay the foundation, they're ready for the 2x4s to go up, the wall. But ain't going to be no walls on the inside because Jesus broke down a wall of partition. Just one big room in there. You just frame it up just like this here congregation. One big room. You start sowing that seed. You start encouraging them to stand. You start encouraging them to come to prayer. You start encouraging them to pray. You need to learn how to pray. God will answer you too. You ain't always got to come to me for prayer. Learn how to pray. It's the same thing. It's all Jesus, what I'm trying to tell you. Then after you put the frame up, you got to have a roof. You got to have a covering, something that's going to protect you. It's all Jesus. Y'all know it ain't no secret. He said, I'll be with you to the end. I'm going to be your protector, your provider. You ain't got to worry about, I'm your pavilion. You ain't got to worry about the sun beaming down on you. You ain't got to worry about no rain coming down on you. I got your back. Everything is going to be all right. And once we start framing it up, putting the cover on, then you got this building. What's in it? What we bring in the building? We bring the basin. Past we bring the candlesticks. We bring the table for the shoebread. No, we can't do that no more. Once we frame that person up, lay the foundation, frame it up, put the roof on them, then it take God to fill that place. It take God to give them the Holy Ghost so they can live right. So you done your part. Now it's all God now. They got to walk in the newness of life. God will fill them with the Holy Ghost. You ain't got to bring in nothing because ain't nothing you can bring in there. Ain't nothing you can give them. But the only thing you can impart to them, keep imparting them to, is the gifts, as Paul said. Righteousness, holiness, you know, faith. You got to keep on loving them to the kingdom of God. So once the house is built, once you build the house, then you pray and ask God to fill a house. Lord, go in and fill a house so we can live right. Going under the law so we can live right, we can walk right, so we can get this newness of life. Saints of God, what I'm trying to say is when we get out there, let us be wise master builders. Don't let us go out there with a wrecking ball tearing nobody down. It's not our job to tear nobody down. When you read the Bible, Jesus didn't tear nobody down. He didn't turn nobody down. We can stick our nose up. See these young men walking around with their pants sagging? And I used to, man, that don't make no sense. But in my day, I had something that I was doing. And I know some saints probably said, that don't make no sense. You know? So we got to love these folk. Go ahead and plant that seed. Let them know that Jesus loves them. He probably don't even know that the Lord loves them. He probably don't even know nothing about Jesus. So let's build a spiritual house and be on our way. Building a spiritual house. I'm going to read one more scripture and I'm going to get out y'all way. 1 Peter 2. It said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisy, envies, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow. If so, you be have tasted the Lord's grace. The Lord is gracious. He's saying, look, put away all of this stuff. Get it out of you. Desire the principle part of the word that you may grow. And he say, when you have tasted God's grace, to whom we are coming to, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed by men. See, Jesus was this rock of offense that they didn't know nothing about. They didn't understand the scripture. When Jesus came on the scene, they rejected him. He was the rock. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the rock in the weary land. They rejected him. And he said they disallowed him, but he was chosen by God and precious. You're chosen by God and you're precious in his sight. That's why God, that's why Jesus said, look, the Bible tells you, look, he said he worshiped above everything that he would say, I wish that all men will come to repentance and that no soul be lost. Nobody be lost. So, saints of God, let us know that we are a lively stone, a built up spiritual house in the holy priesthood of Christ. Let us live. Let us walk in the light. Once we come to light, let us walk in newness of Christ. Let us get out there and first of all, get the mold out of our eyes. Look and see the need in love with compassion so we can be used by God and build one another up. I'm going to turn this back over to saints. I hope I've said something to you all. I thank you all for your attention. I thank you for your attention span. But I pray that I've said something to encourage you, something that you can take from here and go back to the street. Let's take this to the street. A lot of times we have to take other stuff to the street. You know, that's an old song, Doobie Brothers. I'm taking this to the street. Whatever I get from here, I'm taking it to the street. You know, I don't go to church. I go this church, but out after here, what I've learned and what I've studied and what I found out in Bible class, I take it right to the job. I take it right to the street. I'm just like a tape recorder. Let us know that we are a spiritual house ready for work. Whether you know how to do carpentry work or not, get ready to learn. You're going to learn how to do it spiritually. So, back into the hands of Pastor.